What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from America's Got Talent, the winner of Simon's Golden Buzzer, Michael Ketterer. How are you, man?
Doing really good. Doing good.
Thanks for coming out here. Chattanooga, awesome. Tennessee, representing.
Yes, sir.
You and Mr. Belding.
That's correct.
Right? So if you win this thing, I think you surpass Mr. Belding for the most famous person to come out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's fair.
Okay. All right.
Right?
I'll go with that.
I mean, our producer, Frazier, would dispute that considering he's best friends with Mr. Belding.
Not exactly best friends.
Good friends. Good friends.
I am the intermediary between him and you.
Yeah, right. Anyway, congrats on getting the golden buzzer. Where have you been hiding that voice, man?
Oh, man. I do music. I sing in my church. I do like one or two times a month in my church, and just saw this as an amazing opportunity to get out there.
Nice. And you seem a little nervous on stage. You have any idea that it would go so well?
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you, I was extremely nervous on stage. Just going out and being in front of those judges, you know, I mean, you absolutely respect each one of those guys. But, you know, Simon Cowell, I mean, who's not going to be nervous standing up in front of Simon Cowell?
Sure, and being on TV, you know.
Oh, in front of the entire globe.
What inspired you to want to audition?
Well, you know, I've seen a lot of the other, you know, television shows and all that kind of thing. But America's Got Talent just really grabbed my attention because, you know, they do so much more than just the talent. It's not necessarily a competition. It tells the story. And I thought of it as an awesome platform to talk about the things I'm really passionate about.
And song choice is always important. You went old school Bee Gees. I love the Bee Gees. Yeah. What was the song again?
It is You Don't Know What It's Like.
Right, right. Yeah. And what made you make that
love
choice?
Love somebody. I sang You Don't Know What It's Like to love somebody the way that I love you. And I made that choice because I really went out there because of my family. And it's my wife, and I have 6 kids and 5 adopted out of foster care.
Wow, that's incredible. And what a full house, no pun intended. But it sounds chaotic too, man. 6 kids. Now, what inspired you to want to adopt so many kids too?
Well, honestly, me and my wife never really thought about adoption. It wasn't until my biological daughter, we couldn't have any more kids after her, she began to have these dreams of us adopting kids. And over a course of about 2 years, she really began to drive that home, you know, oh, I really want to adopt. And so we began to look into it, and we went into it with, okay, maybe, you know, what does adoption look like? Could we even afford adoption? Then we met a family who had adopted through foster care. And when we actually met them, we found out that, you know, this is something we could do, adopting through foster care.
Wow, man. And what's a typical day like? I mean, and once you got into it, you're like, whoa, this is overwhelming.
Absolutely. That happened within the first 24 hours.
Yeah,
because our very first call we got were for these 3 brothers, and they were really neglected, and they were in a meth lab out in a trailer park in the woods. And so when they came to us, they literally called them feral children. They were like little wild wolves. They didn't have indoor plumbing. And so, yeah, we were in way over our heads.
Wow. Well, God bless you. That's great work right there. What do you got in store for the live rounds? What do you want America to know about you?
Well, in the live rounds, we've been working really hard on finding that right song, the song that, you know, just really connects with me, that I can sing from my soul. You know, that's what always draws me to any song that I want to perform, is if I can really connect with it, you know, and it's got that soulful connection for me. So that's definitely what we've been searching for right now in this season.
Some of your favorite artists that you like to listen to?
Man, I have so many, but I think one of my absolute favorites of all time is Chris Cornell. You know, just that rock and that southern you know, tone and his voice with everything. And it really was a sad, I think the world was really sad to lose such an amazing person.
Yeah, I know. Soundgarden, man. That's taking me back.
I have a quick Chattanooga update. Samuel L. Jackson from there.
Oh, yeah.
No, is he?
Yeah, Dixie Carter as well.
Wait, and really? Wait a minute. Chattanooga has like the most Hall of Fame.
The most impressive, Olin Mills, the guy who started the Olin Mills photography thing.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I know. I'm very
you'll be more
with,
famous than all of them.
Yes.
Well, I'm really familiar with Olin Mills. My mom always dragging us down for those pictures at JCPenney's.
Yeah. So there really was an Olin Mills.
There was, yes.
I thought that was just the name of the thing.
Those were fun facts. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay? Go-to karaoke song.
Go-to karaoke song would probably be the Elvis song. What is it? I can't help. Only fools rushing.
I can't help falling in love with you.
I can't help falling in love. I'm not allowed to sing.
There you go. Yeah. That's all right. That was like you were talking through it.
There you go.
You're talking through it right there. Wait, what do you mean by you're not allowed to sing? Like outside of the show, you're not allowed to sing, or you're saving your voice?
Yeah, both.
Really? So they get mad if you sing outside of the show. It's not like
they get mad, but.
But they discourage it. But it's not like you're a pro football player. They don't want you skiing because you can get hurt. You can't really get hurt, right? So I'm curious as to...
You could throw a vocal cord or something.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, if you really, I guess...
It's true.
He's just like really into it.
If you start like screeching like on Def Leppard or something, maybe, I guess. That's a funny little deal you got going on right there. Okay. Last TV show you binged watched?
Oh, which one did we just... Oh, yeah. We just got done watching Cloak and Dagger. It's a brand new one. But previous to that, it was... Oh man, we binge watch a lot on Netflix. I can't believe I can't remember these things. These are really on the spot questions.
You got a lot on your mind right now. It's all right. Nickname growing up.
Okay. I've always been called Michael. Some people try and call me Mike. I'm okay with both of those. I do not want to be called Mikey. So Mikey just doesn't work with me.
I don't get Mikey vibes from you. Ultimate dream collab.
Dream collab, that would be like me and John Legend.
Really?
Oh yeah, like me and John Legend or Sam Smith or Adele. Oh my gosh.
Okay. What superpower would you like?
Superpower would be the power to heal. I think that would be a really great one in my line of work.
Yes, yes. Jesus right there. All right. AGT airs Tuesdays on NBC. You can follow him on Twitter at Ketterer Music. Michael, thanks for stopping by, man, and good luck.
Oh, thank you very much.
On with Mario Lopez.